It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to you. And thank you for listening. This is Speak Out 2.0 on a Taco Tuesday, the 13th. Could be worse, could be Friday. It's the 13th of February, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, right on Highway 95. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And, you know, when you have your own tower, you have to have your own area code. So our area code here, if you want to call in with a question at any point in time, write this number down. It's 234, that's the area code, and then it's 343-1065. So you're welcome to call any time during the program with a question or a comment. And a couple of things I want to tell you about, and then we're going to get to Kim Cool, who is our Senior Services Program Manager for Bullhead City. For the next hour, we're going to talk about seniors, not high school seniors. There's a ribbon cutting today in Bullhead City at Bullhead Hobbies up there by Walmart. At 4 o'clock, if you want to stop by, check out the hobby store. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And then Needles is having a pancake breakfast at 4 o'clock. Pancake breakfast at 4 o'clock. I'm good with that. I love pancakes at 4 o'clock. It's at the St. John Evangelist Church in Needles, and it's just for a donation. So go by and have some pancakes at 4 o'clock and make a little donation, help them out. And Wednesday, there's Veterans in Motion Sweetheart Ball with the Legends Band playing at Fiesta RV Resort and Ballroom. That's 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. For tickets, write down this number, 760-831-3650. All right. Couple things going on. Now, I'm going to change up our tunes and a little Jackson 5 from the 70s. You remember the 70s. Someone told you about them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kim Cool. And she walks in, you know, all bright and chipper, you know. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, and she's like, hey, how's it going? You ready to do the show? Yeah, I'm ready. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. How's our senior campus?
It is
growing,
moving and shaking. Let me tell you.
And when do you think your new building? I see it. You know, I drive by it all the time. Because even during this time of year, in the afternoon, you can actually see some kids in the splash pad when you drive by.
Yes.
Which is the greatest thing on earth. They can go there for free and just jump around. You know,
absolutely,
in the water
absolutely. And that was an amazing Kiwanis project.
It was. I'm so proud of that.
It's one of the fun parts of my job because I oversee that looking out.
Yeah,
my,
you can see it
window.
Out your window, huh? Yeah, yeah. So, and to me, it's like last year when we did the Kiwanis Kids Expo. There was kids that were from the sidewalk in front of Ken Folvark Park. It's a little higher than the park, and
right.
So they were rolling down the hill. Things we did when we were a kid, but there's not a lot of areas in Bullhead where you can roll down the hill in grass.
They do it all the time, Larry.
Oh, you see them do it too?
All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
So what a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you get the advantage of seeing all that from your office. Like you spend a lot of time in your office.
Well, I do now a little
do
more.
You?
Now that I have some employees working for me.
Good.
I get to do a little more of the inside deep work.
Because when I do your little promo here, and I mentioned that, you know, if you're a senior, you need to go to the Senior Center at 2275 Train Road. And if you want to get the calendar emailed to you, call and leave a message on your phone, because I said she's not going to answer it. She's too busy. But if they leave a message, then you can email them your calendar every month.
Right. Yep.
If not you,
me.
Mackenzie.
Me.
Because Mackenzie sends it out too.
Yes, he does the press release.
Yes, and I get it, and I put it on our Speak Out 2.0 page.
Wonderful.
In case somebody wants to see it, it's like 9 pages long.
I appreciate it, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're over 50 or 60 and you're bored, it's your fault. I mean, go to the senior campus and check things out.
Yeah, so some exciting news that we have coming with that. With the new building, it is basically going to be called the Adult Activity Center, probably, or something of that nature.
Toby's big on names.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes.
I know. He's telling Laughlin, you got to name the Laughlin Bridge the Laughlin Bridge, and you got to name the new bridge before we cut the ribbon in April.
Right.
He's like, come on, guys. But then he's been talking to him for 15 years, trying to tear down that casino over there, that tower.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And
yeah. So once we get the new center in place, which we're hoping for August, it is going to still be 50 plus for membership.
Right.
But we are going to have additional activities that we will open to the community, to any adult 21 plus.
Okay.
So, because I've had multiple people contact me when they see some of the things that we're doing in the arts and crafts and that type of stuff.
Can I come play?
Right. They want to come play, and I'm like, oh, well, it's 50. So we had that conversation, and everybody sort of agrees that, yeah, there will be certain things that we will open it up to everyone.
Well, and that's cool, because if you're a senior and you have family here,
yes,
that might be, you know, younger than you, obviously, you can go with them or take them with you, or
correct,
say, meet me there.
Correct.
And we're going to do this or do that. And we're going to play checkers, or we're going to play chess, or we're going to make something, or
yeah,
I'm going to have a 10-year-old tell me how to use my phone.
We actually have a program called Cyber Seniors for that.
Cyber Seniors.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's just it. You know, you have so many programs, and a lot of them are ran by volunteers. If you had a program manager for one of your programs, you need 20 more people. But it's cool that you can, that people can come in and with an iPhone 15 or something and say, can you show me how to use this? And you could say, I'll have Zane here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can call somebody and they'll come in and show them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very fortunate. You know, and as you know, living in Bullhead City, a lot of generous people. And that's what makes our community, we're a space,
right,
that basically the community can thrive from, you know, and we're helping our seniors in every way possible.
I tell you, between you and the Funnable Fridays that they're doing next,
yes,
door, and then you got the library in Laughlin, that she has a calendar that's huge too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody that needs to sit home and watch MeTV.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You can go out and do stuff. And 99.9% of it is free.
Yes.
I mean, everything at the Laughlin Library is free. Everything for the Funnable Fridays that they're doing at the... And by the way, they happen at 11 o'clock. And if they get enough people that register, then they have another one like at 2 or something.
Right.
And do it again.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
They do. They just did an event this week that was,
yeah,
like that.
They do that all the time. I think, mm-hmm, last week they were doing something for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of weeks ago it was something chocolate and sip. And I said, the sip is hot chocolate. Don't think you're going to go there and have wine. You know? Because older people go, oh, we're going to sip? Okay, you know,
yeah,
new,
right,
you know, hot chocolate. So I just think that under Toby's direction, as the city manager, between that little strip, which will, I think, will your buildings all connect?
Yes and no.
In other words, the employees can go from one to the other?
Right. The,
okay,
grant doesn't enable the building to be attached, but it is virtually going to be attached.
Okay. So, because I know that they've taken that building that was a senior or something or other, and it's now the recreation center.
It is the rec center,
and
yes.
And they're doing a lot with that.
Yeah, well, that's where they're doing these
Funnable
crafting
Fridays.
Things.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Right. So Dave's got three supervisors that are doing these things, and then they're going to run the pool again, of course, when they open that.
Right, when that gets done. It's being worked on right
it'll
now.
It'll be a race between your building and the pool, which one will get done first, you know,
because
they're both supposed to be done in April.
Yeah.
So it'll be a toss of the coin.
Well, no, we're August.
Oh, you're August. Okay. All right. So the pool will be open.
Yeah.
But it's going to have a brand new deck. It's going to be so cool. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see that from your office.
Exactly. Exactly. I like to watch them.
Oh, I know. So when we talk about programs that you have there, how many total programs do you think you run each month? Because doesn't Grace come in and do baking with them?
Yes, we have 150 plus programs every month. So some of them are repeat,
right,
weekly.
Of course. Yeah.
Some are monthly, some are quarterly. But and then we have presenters that come in. But at any given day, you probably have at least 8 different activities going on.
Jeepers.
Yeah. So we change. It's today is a huge, like if you were to go in there right now, we have a group of 30 that for our Art Tuesday program.
Wow.
And 30? Another, yeah, and another group of 25 that are working on a beading class.
Okay.
So, and then we have poker and hand and foot also taking place. So it's a very full building in about the next, well, we're clearing out lunch right now. They're clearing out lunch right
now. She looked at the clock to go, okay, let's see, what are we doing right now?
Yeah, they're clearing off lunch and cleaning up the tables. But the whole room is transitioning into a nice classroom for the art, and then a smaller square for the beaters, and then we have 2 round tables with poker and hand and foot.
So you're going to fill this new space with no problem.
Oh, Larry, I can't even wait, because it's a little difficult sometimes to navigate all of the programs and please all of the people. As much as I want to please everyone, I've just come
there's
to
only
the realization.
There's so many hours in a day and so much space.
Yeah, there's, you know, I mean, I know that it is sometimes upsetting to certain groups that would like it a little more quiet when they're doing their thing. And I can't always accommodate that, and it's unfortunate. So when we get this new building, we're going to be able to accommodate all of those needs, and everybody will stop being mad at me.
Because how many multiple rooms will you have in there?
We have a library with 4 computer stations.
Okay.
An exercise room, which we're not putting equipment in that. They can go right across the street with their Silver Sneakers memberships and use equipment, but we're going to have classes, structured classes and things like that, that will be taught in
there. When you say across the street?
Like across the highway.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Across the highway.
Okay.
To all of
Because I was thinking, across the street's the animal control.
No. To Planet Fitness, yeah, to Mad Dogs,
somewhere,
to Bullhead.
Yeah. Right.
Any of the fitness.
So you're not going to have equipment in there.
Correct.
What are you going to have in there?
Well, we'll have balls and bands and small weights and things like that. But there's going to be a wall of mirrors and a ballerina bar, not to do ballet on, but to rest your arms on if you're not super strong.
Right.
And build up those strengths. We have a class that takes place called Eccentrics, and it's aging backwards, that's what it translates to. And it's just stretching. And I have watched so many people taking this class that have just evolved.
Right.
Like they're walking better and getting around better. So we'll have that. Then I
watched the Super Bowl. Larry Zonka needs to take that class. He walked out there carrying the trophy like he was 116. And I was like, that guy had a tough football career.
I bet you Carol would teach him.
She probably would.
Yeah, then we have a game room, which is big. I just walked it a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, wow, this is definitely big enough to have our poker table, a couple of dart boards, like the old school shuffleboard.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to put in there a ping pong table, and then it'll just have like pub tables. And
you can have room for all that in there, huh?
Yeah, it's big. It's big, yeah. Okay. Like six pub-type tables will be in there with chairs. It's a good-sized room. We'll have a couple of TVs in there for when games are happening and stuff like that. Okay. Then we have a huge activity room, for a better lack of a word, where we can do dances, where we can do shuffleboard, where we can do floor shuffleboard, cornhole tournaments, things like that. And then we have a craft room and a community store. And then we're working on trying to figure out a space where we can have a conference room for a lot of our support groups.
Okay. Wow. I'll tell you, are you getting a lot of your seniors saying, Kim, when do we get in there?
Oh, goodness. Well, and especially as the construction's going on and they can hear it, they're like, I want it, chomping at the bit.
I'll bet. They're like kids, you know. Hey, stick around. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And again, if you want to call in, 234-343-1065.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit westernarizonaer.com. In a medical emergency, call 911.
The Needles Chamber of Commerce would like to thank our current sponsors of this year's Lucky Greens Golf Tournament: Tri-State Healthcare, Billet Health, Teamsters 1932, Tri-State Wi-Fi, Goodmanson Consulting, Barron's Pest Services, Route 66 Broadband, Big O Tires Napa Auto, Michael Berger CPA, B-Fly, and Innovative Property Solutions. Sponsorship opportunities still are available. For more information, email info@needleschamber.com or give me a call at 760-326-2050.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kim Perrello Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant. Then you make more money. Yeah. All while you're on the clock. And it's an MCC certificate, but you didn't have to go to MCC to get it. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or wants to get into healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. East-West Financial Services. Hey, is retirement in your window this year? Are you thinking, maybe later in the summer or later in the year, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter? Well, you might need some assistance. That's what East West Financial Services does. They specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. You want to sit down with Jack Mafara for free and just pick his brain? Say, what if I did this and what if I tried that? And he can tell you all that. I shouldn't say this out loud, but my wife just earned 17% on her money at East West Financial Services. Oh, did I say that? Call him up. Only if you want that kind of, you know, return. 928-888-9828. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Guys, tomorrow night, it's here. Valentine's dinner. That's right, Laughlin Ranch. You know, they got three salads. They got filet mignon, Australian lobster tail, veggies, cheesecake. Yeah, make your reservation now, guys. And some of you girls that might, you got to nudge him and say, come on, we're going to dinner. 928-754-1243. 754-1243. Make your reservation now. She's three times a lady. Remember that, guys. Take her out tomorrow night. Oh, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency, you want care fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer care 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Yeah. And we're back with Kim Cool. How many years you been in Bullhead now?
This July will make 18.
18? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're having fun now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's always been fun.
And Casey's there with you most of the time?
Oh, he was. Now that we have some employees, he no longer has to be voluntold 40 hours a week. So it's good for him. I think I was really kind of overextending my use of him.
754-1243 if you want to take him to dinner tomorrow night. Laughlin Ranch. Yeah, but he loves it.
He does. He does. He has been such an integral part in helping me, you know, into the job and making the necessary changes that, you know, technology forces us to move into to speed things up.
It could be simple stuff like, you know, I really want this picture over on that wall instead of that wall. And if you have to go through the city people to do that, it could take a week.
Yeah.
And Casey goes, oh, let me go get a hammer.
Right, exactly.
It's done, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so sometimes he saves you a lot of time with some of the things he can do for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone just goes, okay, what, I forget that. I thought that picture was over there. No, it's never been over there. So with all your activities, how do you keep up as the super manager of this whole building?
Well, like I just said, we have some employees now. I have four employees. John Kearns, who is overseeing the Meals on Wheels program right now,
okay.
And he's being helped part-time by Rachel for packing and things like that. So that takes a huge weight off of me. And then we have two part-time activity coordinators that are working on doing the activity side of things. So my game right now is trying to build the activity center, basically.
Okay.
I just went through, this is the time of year where we have to do our capital improvements and,
oh, yeah.
And all of
you guys start submitting all that, huh?
Yeah, everything. So my submission is done.
Oh, good.
Yes, but I
in
have.
In February?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So we'll see where it goes. You know, there's still it's a big process.
How many more buildings did you ask for?
I didn't ask for any more buildings,
okay.
But I did ask for a lot of things. So, and in my preliminary meeting with Toby, he accepted all those things. So
okay.
We'll see where it goes from here. And then, of course, has to go through city council.
Yeah, but you can always go back and say, Toby, you accepted my list. You know,
it's not Toby's final answer.
How are you cutting this? You can't cut that. We met. You said okay. He's going to be in here next month. Toby Cotter, our city manager in Bullhead City.
Just tell him, keep giving Kim Cool everything she wants.
Yeah. Call in and tell him. 234-343-1065. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail. Plus, vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. It's Truck Month at Bradley Ford, and that's a big deal. Ford's F-Series are the best-selling truck in the U.S. for nearly 50 years. Many of our F-150s have Bradley discounts of over $5,000 and interest rates as low as 1.9 for 72 months on select models. Now that's the time to get the new truck you've always wanted. February is Truck Month at Bradley Ford. What are you waiting for? See us in person at Bradley Ford or go to BradleyFord.com.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Did you go to the meeting last night? Well, you know, they had a town hall last night out at Los Lagos, talking about, you know, energy and now creating energy instead of just buying it and selling it. They need to do this basically for some of the buildings that we're talking about, you know, some of the emergency buildings around town. So tomorrow, Tyler Carlson will be here. We recorded the interview yesterday because he was leaving today. And so we recorded him yesterday, and I will play that for you tomorrow right here. So tune in tomorrow if you want to hear Tyler Carlson, the CEO of MEC, talk about generating renewable energy and flexible energy and efficient. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, you think it's time for a new home? Maybe a vacation home, maybe a mobile home, maybe a pool, maybe an add-on, maybe condos. Well, call the guy with all the money, the founder, the CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You call him up and you say, look, we want to buy this condo. It's $280,000. He says, all right, here, a couple of pieces of paper to fill out. And you want to borrow $280,000 from the guy. And then he disappears. He goes down to the vault. He gets you $280,000, brings it up on a big, big silver platter, and he just hands it to you. So there you go. You sign your name on the bottom of that paper. Yeah. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Get some of Chad's money. Well, almost. Get some of Chad's money. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the classic comfort menu. Yeah. Chicken strips, melt, cheeseburger, chicken parmesan. Yeah. prime rib, steak and peppers. What are you hungry for? Chicken fried steak? Yeah. Dozen sides? You don't get all 12, but you get a couple. You got a big choice. And then you can be like Kim Cool, and when you're done eating, you got to have a piece of chocolate pie. Right?
I would.
Yeah. What kind of pie does Casey like?
Pecan.
Pecan?
Probably his favorite, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Specifically his mother's.
Oh. Oh, he wants mom's pecan.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a demand.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. I want my mom's pecan, not yours. Okay, well, call her up.
Exactly.
Is she local?
No. No, oh. She lives up in Indiana.
Oh, well, she can ship it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's your Valentine's Day.
Well, she tells him he has to come there and then, you know.
Good for her. Hold, yeah. Nothing about holding the whole deck in your hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And now you get vacation, so you can go with him.
We are going. We are going in April.
Oh, okay. Just when it starts to get hot.
Well, April is the eclipse that my husband has been waiting 5 years to see, April 8th. And my nephew lives in Indianapolis, right on where it's the best viewing spot, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How cool.
Yes.
So you're going to have to post pictures.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So there's quite a few
That'll
family members converging on. Yeah.
All for the same reason?
We're coming.
Hi,
we're
Mom. Good to see you. I got to go see the eclipse.
Yeah. Well, no, we're gonna spread it out. We're going to give her some time as well, and then we'll go down to Indy.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a great trip.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you feel that your seniors are telling you is lacking right now in the center that you will be able to create come August when you have more space?
Walls.
Walls?
Walls is really the only thing. It's just the...
privacy and...
being able to do what they want to do and hear. You know, a lot of seniors don't hear the best. And so when you've got multiple things going on, it can be a little confusing.
So some of your new rooms will be carpeted just for that reason?
I don't think we're getting carpeting.
Oh.
But they will probably do very similar to what they've done in the nutrition center with, we have things on the walls that are sound deflectors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So probably have some of that type of stuff there. But I just think that and added help. Having more computers, hopefully we can get more people coming in and helping, because technology is...
Oh, I know.
For,
it changes
for
daily.
Our 80, 90-year-olds, it's very, very challenging, and a lot of them will just tell you, well, this is, you know, I'm required to do this online, and...
I don't know how.
I have no idea how.
Right.
I had a lady, she's like, I'm going to need somebody for a couple of hours, and I'm like, well... I don't really have anybody that I can give you for free for a couple of hours right now.
Right.
But hopefully we can learn about more people that want to help with that. Because I have a couple of times reached out for people that have had to do community service and things like that.
Right.
And they will fulfill those needs. So having a space where both parties can feel comfortable doing things like that, I think, is going to help immensely. And then just all the things. We don't really, you know, people have asked about doing dances and more, you know, fun type, party type events. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do them because we have
space
to have lunch at 11:30.
Yep. So the existing room that you feed, that you're doing everything in now, will probably just be feeding? And
just go back to nutrition.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that as our nutrition center. We currently do a breakfast there from 9 to 11, which is a continental breakfast for $2.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. And then 11:30 to noon, we currently do lunch. We'll probably extend that from 11:30 to 12:30.
Oh, okay.
Because I do know it's very, like, I have people that walk in at 5 minutes after, and it's like, They're like, it's just noon. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but we're done because we got to clean up because now at 12:30 we start a whole new set of activities. So it is. It's been a challenge. It's been a fun challenge. Certainly, the city has seen the growth in the number of people coming in and out of our building. And
yeah, because Toby from his office can see your building.
Right.
He can see how many cars are in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the assistant city managers were in yesterday, and it was extremely busy because we have bingo, and bingo can be anywhere from 60 to...
Oh, my gosh.
So I think it was about 60 people that were in playing bingo, and they came in, and I think they were a little surprised. And I said, so every time you're looking at the parking lot... You see it look like it does. Know that that's what's happening in here.
Inside, yeah.
Yeah. We do. We have hundreds of people that come through every single day. And I know with the new building and the plans that we have, that's going to grow tremendously.
Right.
It's going to grow tremendously. Every day we have new people walk in and go, I've been hearing about this. I've been hearing about this. And they're just so happy to have a place where they can get out of the house,
right,
you know,
right,
and can find an
activity. And to go for a $2 lunch or $2 breakfast and just visit with somebody else that you haven't met, sometimes they need that stimulation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They need that conversation, you know.
Absolutely.
I have a senior down the street from me on the next block, and he has a senior that lives across the street from him. And the two of them hang out all the time because they're buds. You know, and I keep telling them, you need to go down to the Senior Nutrition Center and have lunch for $2, $3.
Three. Suggest a donation of $3.
Move the microphone up. There you go.
Oh, so
yeah, $3 for lunch, $2 for breakfast. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that.
Right.
You know, and this guy, and I laugh, when they were rebuilding Revive Behavior Health into Revive from what it was before,
right?
He drove by and he saw all these drywall guys, and he did drywall in his younger days, and so he thought, I'll just pull in the parking lot and go say hi to him, you know. He fell out of his truck and broke his hip.
Oh, goodness.
And he laid there in the parking lot for hours before somebody driving down Silver Creek looked over and went, hey, there's a guy laying there.
Oh, my goodness.
So his son calls me and says, can you go get my dad's truck? They took him to the hospital. I said, yeah. So from my house to Revive is a minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over there and get his truck, and I drive it back to his house, and I lock it, and I park it in the driveway, and I put the keys in his house, and I don't lock it because the neighbor's going to come in. And so his son calls me that a couple of days later when he got out here, and he goes, you know, there was $6,000 in the door of the truck. I go, no, I didn't. I didn't take inventory. I just drove it home. And he goes, on second thought, there was $7,000. No, wait a minute. I didn't look. I don't know how it's... But
how
seniors
funny.
Are funny. They stash, you know. And when my aunt passed away, I remember my stepmom saying, you need to look everywhere when you go through her house.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, we found a couple of cigar boxes that had silver coins in it galore.
Yeah.
$3,200 in cash.
Yeah.
And then the silver value is unbelievable. So a lot of seniors out there, they stash away money.
Yeah, they stashed away a lot of money.
Yeah. So $2 for breakfast and $3 for lunch is a piece of cake.
Right, right. And that's the thing. And we're trying to appeal, like I said, to the younger population as well.
Right.
And just marrying up the generations, you know?
Well, and you have some 40 and 50-year-olds that would love to sit down and hear about, you know, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Or hear about the 60s and the 70s, you know,
yep,
and beyond. I mean, my mother-in-law is 93 and she texts me every day, you know. There's a lot of people in their 70s and 80s and 90s that would love to text their family members.
Yep.
They just don't know how yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They don't. And the way technology's moving, you don't even have to text anymore. You can speak into
it. Yeah.
You know,
you can tell Siri who to text and what to say.
Yeah. And
but
so,
double check it. She makes mistakes.
She does. Yeah. And that can lead to crazy conversations.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially when she's into the wrong Fred or whatever, you know. Which happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
Or you went, oh, I didn't say that. Why? How'd you get that out of that?
Yeah.
I didn't say that, you know. No, Will you think about adding dinner when you get bigger? Or you, when you submit your budget, are you thinking maybe we could start doing some spaghetti or something?
I don't know that we may do certain events. So my new assistant, John Kearns, actually used to prepare meals for Meals on Wheels at WRMC.
Oh, so, perfect.
Yeah, he used to work with Terry Hoover up there. And so he's a chef by trade. Pastry chef is his specialty.
Ooh.
But we've talked about that. That was the one thing that he said in the interview that kind of cinched it for him. He's like, I will be able to cook someday, right? And I said, Oh, yeah. So we're already, you know, with the new activity coordinators, I'm like, every time you're doing something, consider where you can bring John in and, you know, right, make something. So, like, this month for Thursday, they're just doing turtle sundaes or something like that. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing some special thing for Valentine's
Day.
And we're going to keep that going. And when we do, the plan is move over. John wants to have, like, a special Monday where he says he can toss omelets and they spin a couple of times in the air.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's going to be, like, a where we, you know, not just continental breakfast, but a little, you know, maybe omelet flipping or pancakes.
Ooh.
Or, you know, whatever his specialty may be for that day.
So you might need to stop in there occasionally in the morning and check it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. There's so many good things coming. I'm so excited about and just can't wait till we have the space to grow.
And you post that online each month? Your whole schedule?
Yeah, our whole schedule, well, at any time. If you probably have on your phone, I'm
sure,
the Bullhead City Direct app.
Right.
If you scroll down to the bottom, look for Senior Campus menu, Senior Campus Activities, click it, the calendar populates.
Okay.
And it's a live calendar, so if something's canceled, because, you know, we do rely on volunteers.
Right.
Then I simply put canceled in
okay.
there. So people, before they leave their home.
You can check it.
Yeah, can check on it. And then I send, if they sign up to receive it via email once a month, that same link goes in there. There's the newsletter, the activity calendar, and the lunch menu.
Excellent. I've seen your newsletter. You and Jackie are doing that?
Jackie puts together. So we put everything kind of together for her and submit it, and then she puts it in this wonderful newsletter, 24 pages of goodness for us. And we promote special things like we're doing. I should give a shout-out to our Spread the Love program that we're doing this month. If anyone would like to come down to the senior campus, they can show their support by donating blankets and pet food for the Bullhead City Animal Shelter.
Okay.
Or they can donate canned goods for the senior campus. We have a small pantry on site where people can, our seniors can grab food, and we have one of those small see-through refrigerators too, so we
Cool.
keep a few things in
there. See-through refrigerator?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the little one.
Something we all need at home. Hey, stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more. And if you have a question, well, grab your telephone and call us. 234-343-1065. You might even want to make a suggestion for another activity.
Hang in there, baby. Make love tonight.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie.
Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, The Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Full-time pharmacists Tony Liska and Jeff Rowell have a personal commitment to you. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, Lake Havasu City, across from the hospital. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Aquarius and Edgewater Casino Resorts are hosting a job fair on Wednesday, February 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Nevada time at the Aquarius Pavilion. Both properties are looking to fill key roles. Go online to goldenentcareers.com for more information. There's a fundraiser at Cocktails in Bullhead City on February 23rd for the passing of 10-year-old Alec Quintanar. Alec passed away from complications related to asthma on February 2nd. 100% of the band fee, tips, donations, and guitar raffle will be donated to the family to help with expenses. More information at the Tassa Coffee and Cafe Facebook page. It's tax season and the BBB wants filers to be aware and on guard for tax scams. Most common seem to resurface every year. More information on how to protect your refund during tax season are in the BBB section of the KNTRtalk.com website.
Welcome back.
The Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Barron Services. You just heard the commercial. Hey, if you have creepy crawlers around your house and you don't want them, you call Barron's. I use them, and I have two puppies. Well, they're going to be four in a couple months, but, you know, they still act like puppies, trust me. And I don't have to worry about bugs in my backyard or in my house. And when they come and treat my property, it's not going to hurt my dogs. And that's the best part. And it doesn't hurt kids. They come inside and they treat, and we don't have any issues. If you want to get rid of your bugs or your creepy crawlers, call Barron Services, and you'll be as pleased as I am. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Yeah, Eric's coming in here next Tuesday. By the way, we're going to be off on Monday. Both Paul LaVoy and myself, Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0 will be off, and Dennis Prager and friends will be filling in for both of us because it's President's Day. So, but back to ProFit Kitchen. Yeah. You want to get healthy in 2024? Want to lose a couple pounds? Well, how about four different salads, 12 different wraps, that's what my wife likes, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, and juices and smoothies and shakes, protein shakes? Oh, yeah. You can see the whole menu at ProFit Kitchen, spell it right, KITCHIN.com. And about the middle of next week, they're going to open in Kingman. Yeah, are you ready, Kingman? I'll keep you posted. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. We have it here at the studio. It does not fail. Walk in every day to flip up my computer, boom, we're on, just like that. You can have it at home, too, or your business. Go to TWNCOM.com/Mojave. And then there's over 22,000 connections out there right now. So you might have it in your backyard and don't even know it. Check it out. We're back with Kim Cool for just a few more minutes here before Sean Hannity drops in. I got to clean the floor before he gets here. It's a little filthy studio. So, all in all, have you put in for extra employees when you open the new building? You're going to need one more or just more? You got a couple part-timers that might need a couple more hours each day?
So my plan, if it is approved, it will have a full-time activities supervisor.
Oh.
And then a part-time activities coordinator, and hopefully three part-time front desk people.
Wow.
Okay. I think it's going to be very important when this new building is done to have someone at the front desk at all time, a paid employee help coordinate the chaos, I call it.
Right. Yeah, because now people are going to come in and go, I'm here for chess, what room?
You know,
or I'm here for this or that.
Right. And we're putting in an enunciation system that's... The rough end starts in 2 days.
What's an enunciation system?
So, like, in the schools where you get on and you can make announcements to the different rooms.
Oh,
to the building, security cameras, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
So we will be able to communicate much more effectively what we're doing.
And when it's time to leave.
Yeah, and promoting, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to promote our community partners. We have so many businesses here in town that currently help us. Black Mountain Realty, Culver's, Family Care, Home Health and Hospice, Joshua Springs, and Tri-State Ace Hero. Currently doing a lot of stuff, not to mention all the others that just come in and do a program here and there.
Right.
So we'll be able to promote them more and talk about what's coming up and going on.
Cool. I can record those for you.
All right.
Room 6, your time's up. Get out of the building.
There you go. All right. We might use you for
room
that.
Room 7, hurry up. Your class is about to start.
Well, your center seems to be about fun for the seniors, too.
It is.
It's
that's exactly what it is.
Come eat. You know, it's hang out and get involved and... You're giving them lots of choices. And then you get seniors all the time that tell you that something's lacking. You know, we need shuffleboard. We need mm-hmm. Wii bowling. We need mm-hmm. this or that. And then you make it happen.
We do. Yeah. We do the best that we can with what we're provided.
Right. Everybody's excited come August.
Yeah.
I can see you.
Nobody more than me.
I know. I can see you cutting that ribbon, you know.
Yeah.
Toby, move out of the way. Give me those scissors. Let's go. Everybody in.
Yeah, get them in. Get them in.
Cut the ribbon. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So what did Travis and Eddie think when they got there yesterday and were walking around?
I think they were surprised. Like, they came over because they're doing, of course, the survey for Rotary Park.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and that's been put out, and they're trying to get as many people to fill out this survey so that they can meet the needs of the community and Rotary Park. And they had 25 surveys.
That's it?
Yeah.
One of them was mine.
No, they had 25 to pass out.
Oh, okay. And there were 60 people?
Yeah, we had to go make a bunch of surveys for them. And
I love it.
I don't think anybody realizes what's happening inside those walls right now.
All right. Kim, how can people get a hold of you?
They can give us a call Monday through Friday. We are there 8 to 4 currently. We're hoping to extend those hours with the new building. They can reach me at 928-763-0193.
Kim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Great
Larry.
Great information.
I appreciate
Great information. Hey, stick around. Sean Hannon.
This is KNTR Talk KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.